Hello and welcome again to Teaching English is Fun, the podcast for teachers by teachers. My name is Jim and I'm your host for today. If you want to follow along, you can actually go to teachingenglishisfun.com. That's all one word, Teaching English is Fun. And you can just search on there for Getting to Know You, or probably just put getting, or icebreaker, actually. This is an ESL icebreaker, so if you just go there and search for icebreaker, it should pop up right away. Also, I'll put the URL of today's class in the notes, so you can always follow along on there. Well, let me go ahead and get into our lesson. We've all had those days when it was the first day of class, and we needed a quick and easy icebreaker to use to get students talking and to stop us from sweating in front of class, a class full of blank stares. This is just such an activity. The problem with a lot of classes on the first day is that they don't know each other and they don't know you. Time might also be more of a crunch on the first day because you have to find out what the students' names are and you've got to try to still get the teacher talk time ratio correct, but you've got all these extra things that you have to do. Now, the correct ratio is that students should be talking about 80% of the time, while you, the teacher, are only talking about 20% of the time. I've seen a lot of classes like this that I'm going to go over today that help students get to know each other. Here is my version. Try and put students in pairs if you have to. Groups of three is okay, but pairs are probably the best for this because there's like an A and a B part for this. The questions below are fairly simple, so you probably shouldn't need to explain them that much. Simply copy this page, and then you want to cut the paper in two and give one half to each student in the pair. Then circulate around and help any students who might be having problems. This is also a great class to practice after you have taught the follow-ups and conversation, which I have linked on my site here. And that is a really great thing to kind of get students talking. Or small talk page I also have, you know, where you can kind of follow up with some small talk after they've done a little bit of ice breaking. Also both located on teachingenglishisfun.com. Well, in fact, if you haven't done one of those classes already, probably because it's the first class of the month, it might be a good idea to just do a quick overview of the follow-ups in conversation and just kind of talk about how normally, like in a regular conversation, we have some kind of emotional response to something, you know, and then we make a comment and then we ask a question back again, right? That's kind of a normal ebb and flow of conversation. Unfortunately, a lot of times in Korean English classes, someone asks a question, do you like kimchi? Yes. And that's the end of the thing. Oh, wow. That's great. And that's kind of the end of the conversation, right? So you want to teach them a little bit to kind of get into this and give them a little better thing. And I'm realizing looking at my model that I have here on here, I try to be a little fun with it, but I may put a more complete model on here so you have something to go by. But I suggest modeling like one of the questions with a student just to show how you would like the students to do it in class. For example, right here, I put a quick little example. What's the first name of someone you don't like very much? Jim. Oh, really? Why don't you like that lovable guy? Now I dislike you too. Just kidding. I dislike him because he talks too fast and too much. Right. For example, that would be, you know, some little thing. So, but you want to kind of teach the students that you want them to make a response and then make a comment maybe and then have a question back after they've done that. Now, try that out to get them warmed up a little bit before you actually get them into this. And below are the questions for the Teaching English as a Foreign Language icebreaker that I've made on here. Now, let me go ahead and take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll go over the questions real quick. And then I have some notes just kind of talking about teaching in general. Hello and welcome back. Now let's go ahead and go over the actual exercise. The way this is grouped is I have actually two different parts. They're A and B. Actually, I didn't mark them A or B, but you can go ahead and do that if you want. when you print this out, getting to know you. And these are the questions that I have. The subject you hated most at school. And I kind of give some examples: math, history, English, ethics, etc. I know a lot of students hated ethics. Actually, we didn't have an ethics class in America, but I know some, a lot of Korean students did. Number two, your favorite thing you own. For example, a watch, computer, Xbox, phone, something like that. Number three, the first name of someone you don't like very much, right? And that's the sample question I gave. And you want to kind of tell students, you know, you want, someone says, Jim or whatever name that they pick, James, right? You want them to say, why don't you like that person, right? You know, and see if they can get them to talk a little more. All right, the year in which something important happened to you. And of course, you want the student to talk about why is that year important, right? So you may want to go over like some of the WH questions with these, just to kind of give them a way to ask some of these before you begin this exercise. Two things you really like doing. It's pretty self-explanatory. The name of the job you would choose if you could choose any job in the world. Number seven, the most beautiful area of your country. And that, this is really good. I mean, if you're, especially for me, like visiting Korea, it wasn't my country to begin with. So that's kind of a good question. If you're just starting out in another country, you can actually learn something from your students. And it's kind of nice, you know, because you can actually, have your students teach you a little bit. All right. And then the next part right here, getting to know you, two things you hate doing. And we've got homework, cleaning clothes, etc. And I just want to point out, homework, you know, with this right here, is talking about like, you know, doing schoolwork at home, right? If we're talking about doing chores or, you know, cleaning up the house, that would be housework. So it'd be a little different. So you may want to point that out to your students also. Number two, the first name of your favorite relative, right? And then you may want to talk about, you know, why is he or she your favorite relative? Number three, the name of the subject you were worst at in school. For example, math, English, history, and etc. Number four, a date when something important happened to you. For example, your birthday. Or you got married, right? Or you got divorced, or you got a job, or you graduated from high school, whatever it was. All right, number five, anything you are afraid of, for example, spiders, death, snakes, whatever it is. People, you know, maybe you can talk about phobias a little bit. Number six, the country where you would go if you could go anywhere in the world, right? So that's kind of a good one. Students always have some country that they admire, and they can talk about why they admire that, why they want to go there. And number seven, the full name of the person you admire most. So maybe like some a famous person, could be a person in history, could be a person living now, whatever it is. Oh, and actually on both of these, if you noticed, number eight is make up your own questions. So you can have students try to make up their own questions and ask. And sometimes, you know, when I make these things up, I'm trying to think of different questions to ask, but then I'll get into class and students actually ask some pretty great questions. So I try to mimic some of theirs sometimes. All right. Well, now that is the end of the exercise. How did it go? Hopefully you got some great conversations and some fun interactions between students. I think some kind of icebreaker class actually is needed to kind of start the chemistry that makes up a successful class. I have tried some months just to dive into the lessons in a book or start a serious discussion topic, and it usually just makes for a lame beginning to a class. Having them chat with each other or simple things about just simple things kind of starts the class to get to know each other. And please forgive that barking in the background. That is my dog. I think my wife has eggs and he's going nuts because he loves eggs. So we normally give him just a little bit of egg and he just does backflips for it. So yeah, anyway, I just from experience, I know that this works. When you have the students get to know each other, it begins to create a kind of cohesiveness that will turn meh classes into good classes and good classes into great classes. And remember to keep them chatting, right? Float around the room. If you notice some students just kind of staring at each other, maybe help them with a follow-up, right? Or help them taking and go through some things. Now this is another thing, talking about following up. You can follow up with a Q&A session at the end of the class. You know, get everybody back together and end the class with a Q&A session about what students found out about each other is a great way to finish up this class. It will open them up to each other and help set the tone for your future classes. And I have experimented from going a strictly academic class to one that incorporated a little infotainment. And I found that actually the infotainment does actually work, right? You know, there is a balance, but the class should start off with on a positive, fun note, like this kind of exercise. At least for teaching adults. Children, I think, are a little harder, and you kind of have to set the terms for them so that you will tell them like what you will and you won't allow at the beginning of the class, for example. Of course, I also realized that I was too serious at the beginning of my teaching time. I mean, I think I still had kind of a military mindset. By the way, I used to be in the military, so I kind of said, this is the task. We have to finish this task. Nothing can dissuade us from this task. This is the mission. And I got very upset when students didn't follow the mission the way the mission was supposed to go. And, you know, depending on the country that you're teaching in and the socioeconomic levels of your students, actually, they might be in classes all day long. So I had a fellow teacher one time told me to relax, just have fun with them, and they'll actually learn faster that way. And after 20 years of going to conferences like COTESOL and then teaching both kids and adults, I learned that that is indeed true. So anyway, now I'm kind of that wise old teacher, I hope. So I do recommend if you are teaching kids, just learn to have fun and relax. And just remember that sometimes you might be the only break these kids get all day. They may be going from class to class to class with teachers who, well, I guess these days they don't do that. When I first started in Korea, they had big sticks and they used them. but I guess that's kind of fallen by the wayside. Well, have a great class, and always remember that teaching English is fun, and I will talk to you all next time.